Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What are the objects that define espionage? What secrets lie hiding in plain sight? I'm Alice Loxton, and this is a history of the world in spy objects from Spyscape Studios. As one of the world's most celebrated architects, Kengo Kuma knows that every building tells a story. His own designs, like the 2020 Japanese Olympic Stadium, tell a tale of tradition and modernity, function and fantasy. They are soaring, ambitious spaces, anchored by humble, natural materials. To step inside one of his buildings is to enter a world of conflict, drama, suspense. So maybe it's no surprise that Kengo's selection for this archive of espionage ephemera is a building that tells a hell of a story.
Today I want to talk about Nijojinya. It's a special hotel which was used by ninja.
Kyoto's Nijojinya Hotel is still standing today. That much everyone agrees on. But the rest is shrouded in mystery. Some say it was built in the 19th century, but most date it much earlier, to Japan's Edo era, which started around 1600 and lasted 250 years. This was a time when Japan had cut itself off from the rest of the world almost completely, and internal control was fiercely contested between two distinct groups.
In Edo era, in Kyoto, the emperor was living in a big palace in Kyoto. And in Tokyo, Tokyo was called Edo at that time. The Tokyo was a city for a shogun. The shogun is a top of soldiers, and the emperor is a top of aristocrat. And the structure of Edo period is a kind of double political system. It is very complicated. The spy was very important in that political complex.
So there are two seats of power, the emperor in Kyoto and the shogun in Tokyo. The shogun has the real political control, but like all paranoid authorities, he relies on a network of spies, or ninja, to maintain his grasp.
In Edo period, shogun and the shogun family were using ninja to get the intelligence of emperor's family and also the intelligence of the daimyo. Daimyo is a kind of governor, so governing each prefecture. The relationship between shogun and daimyo were very complicated.
Are you still with me? The ninjas are working for the shogun, informing on the emperor and on these feudal lords, the daimyo. The daimyo are supposed to answer to the shogun, but their loyalty can't always be depended upon.
As a shogun could not control the daimyo perfectly, they always want to get the special information from daimyo.
This is where, according to Kengo, the hotel known as Nijojinya comes into play. Nijojinya was designed as a prestigious guest house for those with business at the fortress-like Nijo Castle. It was a place where visiting officials from both the daimyo and the emperor's cohort could meet and secretly conspire against the shogun.
The Nijojinya were used to get the special information from daimyo and from emperor's family. Ninja was working in that special hotel. The important people were using that hotel very often, but the conversation between the emperor and the daimyo was stolen by those spies.
Where there's the chance of conspiracy, espionage follows close behind. Nijo Jinya was lousy with ninja spies, lurking in shadowy corners, hoping to pick up intel to bring back to the shogun. Not that you'd know it as a passerby. Nijo Jinya is just a small traditional building, behind a fence and a gatehouse. To the untrained eye, there's nothing out of the ordinary. Unless, of course, you're an architect.
The detail was so sophisticated and the materials was so elegant. It was considered as one of the best small hotel in Kyoto.
Look a little closer and you'll begin to see the hints of Nijo Jinya's true history.
The exterior was totally covered by the wooden fence. It's not open to the town at all. The look of the hotel was very enclosed with a few windows. It is not a big building, but it is a very unique building. And also that there are many small niches and hidden doors. The ninja could hide in that kind of small spaces. This as a hotel, it was a kind of paradise for ninja.
Wood, Kengo says, is a flexible building material, perfect for the work of masking and concealing. Indeed, Nijo Jinya's wooden frame is home to secret corridors, hidden staircases, a whole plethora of architectural quirks designed to protect the prestigious clientele who stayed there, but easily exploited by a ninja in the know.
I visited that Nijo Jinya hotel. It looks like a normal building, but hidden devices were everywhere. After that visit, I sometimes try to create that kind of small devices in my wooden buildings. For concrete buildings, it's not easy to make such kind of device, but for wooden buildings, we could make anything and we could hide anything. The conclusion of today's talk is wooden building can be paradise for spies.
A paradise for spies. If walls could talk, what story would the Nijo Jinya tell? After all, maybe this is only a story. There's no doubt that an intricate network of spies operated in Japan during the 17th century. But the details of what took place in this specific corner of Kyoto are lost to the sands of time. What we do know is that the legend of this hotel has been a powerful inspiration in Kengo's contemporary design, where wooden walls whisper the secrets of Japanese tradition. I'm Alice Loxton. More secrets await in the next episode of A History of the World in Spy Objects from Spyscape Studios. Explore the collection on spyscape.com/spy objects. If you like this podcast, please give it a 5-star rating or leave a review. Ratings and reviews help other people discover the series and help us bring you more episodes like this one. Or why not forward the podcast to a friend? And thank you for listening.